It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We begin today with a split screen in Texas. On one side, the families of 21 people, 19 of them children, working through their grief and planning funerals. While on the other side, gun owners, dealers, and manufacturers begin their three-day gathering at the NRA's annual conference just miles down the road in Houston. But Ted Cruz and, well, the former guy, both confirmed that they will still attend. Texas Governor Greg Abbott did pull out of appearing live, announcing Thursday night that he'll address the conference using a pre-recorded statement. Okay. Meanwhile, parents in Uvalde, Texas, expressed anger Thursday as police revised the timeline of their response to the shooting. Immediately after the attack, Governor Abbott said a quick response saved lives. Well, police now say that the 18-year-old gunman lingered for 12 minutes outside the school after crashing his truck some 100 yards away from the entrance before entering. And contrary to initial reports, no police confronted the shooter before he went inside. He walked right in and began firing shots, which continued for about an hour until Border Patrol agents finally came in and killed him. Cell phone video showing parents pleading with the heavily armed police presence to go inside the school to do something to stop the shooter while he was still shooting up the place went viral. And on Thursday, we finally heard that parents were handcuffed, tased, and pepper sprayed by these police to keep them from running inside to find their children. And during a particularly weird and sketchy press conference that frankly raised more questions than it answered, Victor Escalon, a regional director for the Texas Department of Public Safety, admitted that some officers went inside to get their kids out during the standoff.
We've heard that some law enforcement officers actually went into school to get their kids out.
Right, so what we do know, Vanessa, right now, that there was some police officers, families trying to get their children out of the school because it was an active shooter situation right now. It's a terrible situation right now. And of course, just as we mentioned, the loss of life, it's just terrible. It's a terrible tragedy when that took place. But again, we got to keep acknowledging those brave men and women that actually were there on scene that met this suspect. And of course, we know that they were met with gunfire. Some of them were shot. But at the end of this, the suspect was shot, is now deceased. The threat is now neutralized.
Wow. And across the nation on Thursday, students at schools everywhere staged walkouts to protest gun violence and to say enough is enough. The president and first lady traveling to Uvalde, Texas on Sunday to grieve with the community that lost 21 lives. Since the shooting, President Biden has repeatedly called for new gun laws to prevent people like this 18-year-old shooter from legally buying weapons, like the AR-15 semi-automatic rifle he used in the attack. Biden saying, quote, "The Second Amendment is not absolute. When it was passed, you couldn't own a cannon. There's always been limitations." The surprising part is that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said that Republicans would work with Democrats to find a bipartisan solution that he says is directly related to the facts of this awful massacre. Good. So what does Congress do in the wake of yet another massacre in an elementary school claiming the lives of 19 children and two adults? Wrong. Well, if you're in the Senate, you leave for a two-week recess. But first, if you're a Republican, you vote to kill the Preventing Domestic Terrorism Bill, which had gained momentum after last week's shooting at a grocery store in Buffalo. But maybe this time something's different. A bipartisan group of senators is working on it, spearheaded by Chris Murphy of Connecticut, who became one of our biggest gun safety advocates after the Newtown shootings in his state claimed the lives of 20 first-grade babies. We're coming up on the 10th anniversary of that horrible day in December. So the group of senators who met on Thursday included Democrats, well, Chris Murphy, Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema, Martin Heinrich of New Mexico, Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, and Republicans Susan Collins, Pat Toomey, Lindsey Graham, and John Cassidy. And now we wait and see what they come up with. The Washington Post had a big scoop on Friday morning. We learned that White House officials are currently planning to cancel $10,000 in student debt per borrower. This after months of deliberation over how to structure loan forgiveness for tens of millions of Americans. The Post reporting that President Biden had hoped to make the announcement as soon as this weekend at the commencement address he's delivering at the University of Delaware. But that timing has changed after the massacre in Texas this week. The plan allegedly calls for limiting debt forgiveness to Americans who earned less than $150,000 in the previous year or less than $300,000 for married couples filing jointly. So we know that's coming. And a ruling, a New York State appeals court ruled Thursday that the former guy and two of his adult children, Donald Jr. and Ivanka, must submit to questioning under oath as part of a civil investigation into their business practices. Trump's lawyers had sought to block the testimony, arguing that the investigation being conducted was politically motivated. The legal team also said Trump and his children shouldn't have to talk to Letitia James investigators because the operations of the family property business, the Trump Organization, are the subject of a criminal investigation as well. The court found that the Trumps were not being unfairly singled out. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.